Hi.
Good morning.
So today I'm going to read, this is really loud. Today I'm going to read Deuteronomy 4, 1 to 8 to start off. So now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I am teaching you to perform, so that you may live and go in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I am commanding you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord has done in the case of Baal-Peor. For all the men who followed Baal-Peor, the Lord your God has destroyed them from among you. But you, who held fast to the Lord your God, are alive today, every one of you. See, I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do thus in the land where you are entering to possess it. So keep and do them, for that is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God, whenever we call on him? Or what great nation is there that has statutes and judgments as righteous as the whole law which I am setting before you today? So this has a whole bunch of little kernels in it, so I thought I'd talk about those things I guess everyone should remember. But it's full of a bunch of nuggets here. So first one is listen to God's law and obey his commands. Secondly, do not change or alter in any way what his commands say, what he has said directly to you. Do not follow other commands from man or yourself or from other gods. If you do this, you will be blessed in many ways. Show others your love of God by your obedience, and the greatness of God will be reflected to others through those actions.